This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Saturday to you, all my folks on the East Coast. You got to the weekend a little bit before the rest of us. Shout outs to everybody listening across the United States of America, all over the world. It doesn't matter if you're on the freeradio.com app. Doesn't matter if you're listening on one of our local affiliates or even CBSSportsRadio.com. It's halftime. 2 hours down, two more to go. If you just heard our last interview, I want to give a big thank you to Zach Banner of the Pittsburgh Steelers offensive lineman, kind of giving his points and his perspective. If you're not familiar with Zach and his story, I encourage you to check it out. He has a very diverse background growing up on the West Coast. Mom from Guam. His background is pretty damn incredible. Just look him up. I think it's not surprising that someone like Zach is speaking up for all people to be equal when you take into account his background growing up. And there's nothing better than just being able to just take in different experiences and learn different things as you get older. It helps make you a more well-rounded and tolerant person. And that's certainly something that the world needs more of right now, this exact minute. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs and my main man James, who's helping to run the show right now. If you did not know, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. Keep that in mind. Rocket can. That is correct. And, you know, as we spent the first hour of the show talking about Tom Brady and whether or not he should speak up on the behalf of other NFL players who feel he's needed. You know, Jarvis Landry tweeted at Tom Brady and said, listen, we need you right now. We need your influence. We need your voice. We need leaders as we try to basically figure out how we want to go about getting this season back or even up and running. There are a lot of questions. A lot of players don't feel comfortable right now. And, you know, Jarvis Landry wants Tom Brady to speak up. So we spoke about that in the first hour. You know, Tom Brady's own left tackle, Donovan Smith, is saying, you know what, I'm not a lab rat. I'm not a guinea pig. You can't have me out here just running around and not have safety procedures. Second hour, we spoke about DeSean Jackson. Obviously, we had Zach Banner come on. And I want to switch up gears a little bit. Because we can talk about the return of sports and it not being comfortable. But as the NBA progresses, last night, we had a little bit of, return to normal. Just a little bit. The Inside the NBA on TNT debuted. It was back last night as we got ready for basketball. Now, Kenny the Jet Smith, we know Kenny up there with Charles and Ernie and Shaq. And before the season went to a pause, I was glad to have been an analyst on NBA TV. I was on the warm-up. I was on Handles with Channing Frye. And so I would see these guys all the time, every single day. And I know Kenny from New York City. Kenny grew up in Queens, New York. I originally grew up in the Bronx, New York. And so I know Kenny. And Kenny made a statement last night about LeBron James that made me scratch my head. And I'm going to have to actually hit Kenny up and have Kenny come on the show, because what he said made me just scratch my head, like I said. And you know what? Listen to what Kenny the Jet Smith had to say about LeBron James and his top players of all time. Listen to Kenny.
LeBron James is in my top 10.
Okay.
But he's 10, possibly.
Whoa.
Is Shaq in your top 10?
Shaq's in my top 10.
Is Kobe?
No, Kobe's not in my top 10. Kobe's like 11. Magic, Larry Bird. Larry Bird.
Archibald has to be in your top 10. Oscar and Nate Archibald are in your top 10.
It's so much easier to score now that it makes it hard to judge guys' ability.
Okay, I get it. But are we just looking at scoring? I mean, if you have an option, if you have a Magic Johnson and LeBron James, I mean, the last I looked, you know, you had Magic Johnson who just bigs up LeBron James. You know, I mean, sometimes I feel that LeBron doesn't necessarily get the respect that he deserves. I mean, isn't it enough in most circles and most spaces to say that LeBron James is even in a conversation of one of the greatest basketball players of all time? An overall complete basketball player? Or are we just judging every single player by rings? Because if that was the point, then a lot of people would be running around. And some people do believe this. People say, hey, Bill Russell, you know, is the greatest basketball player of all time just because of the amount of championships that he has, regardless of the era that he played in. But when I think about a complete basketball player, when I think about someone who is capable of doing it all in his prime, it happens to be LeBron James. And I've said this before. I personally believe Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. And that's not the question. That's not the debate. That's not what I'm trying to have a conversation of right now. The conversation I'm trying to have is, does LeBron get the respect that he deserves? Early on in his career, before LeBron won his first title, before he won his first title with the Miami Heat, we heard the whispers, LeBron James can't get the job done. LeBron James would rather pass the basketball than take the most important shot. LeBron James isn't, he's afraid of the big moment. We don't hear too much of that anymore. Now people chide LeBron for, quote unquote, only winning 3 NBA championships. You know, people want to pick and choose. You can look at LeBron James and say, this is a 35-year-old man who's still going out and competing at a high level. Well, even at his age, and by the way, he spends north of $1 million just in body maintenance every year. That's a hell of a way to reinvest into yourself. You know, he's as well-rounded as he can be. His shooting has improved. LeBron James has a step-back three-pointer at this point in his career. LeBron James, you know, he's not going to go down low, put you on a block. He's not going to treat you like Hakeem Olajuwon. But he's capable of a little post move, a little fadeaway. He can still go to the basket like a runaway train. He will still pass the ball. Okay, yes, he can pick and choose when he wants to play some defense. Well, that's no different than a lot of offensive players or players who are running an offense. LeBron James is no different in that regard. But when Kenny the Jet Smith wants to talk about, you know, players that were better than LeBron James or 10 players that were better than him, I love Shaquille O'Neal. I think Shaquille O'Neal was awesome. In Shaquille O'Neal's prime 20 years ago, he was basically like a tank. He was like a tank with the grace of a ballerina. Not only was he powerful, but he was skilled around the basket. And so Kenny says, you know, I have Shaq in my top 10 NBA players of all time, but LeBron James might be at 10, and LeBron James might be outside of the top 10. That makes me question the whole list. You got Shaq? Okay, you can have Shaq in the top 10, but LeBron James is right on the edge? I got to ask Kenny, like, why do you feel this way? I'm going to ask him personally. Because we can talk about great players in a few years, and I've said this right here on air. LeBron James might be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. I believe LeBron James is going to pick up another ring. So if LeBron James, by all indications, when you think about a career that started when he was right out of high school, is the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Let's say LeBron has four more rings. Let's say LeBron is able to bring a title to three different franchises. LeBron James is already probably one of the most, if not the most complete basketball player to ever play from a skill set perspective. How is he someone who is not, quote unquote, in the top 10 or right at top 10? Now, I really thought we got past the point of LeBron James just kind of being, okay, well, LeBron James having to live up to the hype. Is it because he didn't win more than three titles so far? Is it because he only, couldn't get past two with the Heat? I mean, it's a hell of a stretch to say, okay, I'm going to take two separate franchises to the NBA Finals for eight consecutive years. That's ridiculous all by itself. It's ridiculous in this season for someone who's 35 years old to average damn near 26 points a game, almost 10, 11 rebounds, or excuse me, eight rebounds, and then pass the ball 10 and a half times. Shoot, please tell me, where's the deterioration in LeBron James' game? I mean, who's to say that he doesn't, for the rest of his career, just go back to his rookie year and give you 25 and 5? So I don't know why LeBron James doesn't get the respect. I want to open up the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe that LeBron James gets the credit that he deserves? This isn't about a comparison to Michael Jordan. This isn't the conversation that we're having right now. But when Kenny Smith, who is an excellent basketball mind, but is also at this point in time right now an entertainer, do you believe that LeBron James gets the credit that he deserves? I thought we were past the, okay, he's in the top 10 or he might just be right outside of it. And I thought it's a legitimate conversation to have when you talk about LeBron and his place as one of the all-time greats. And I'm not talking about top 10. I'm talking about top three. I'm talking about in that first handful of great players. The numbers say it. The accolades say it. The talent says it. The longevity says it. And that doesn't even take into account, and I want to keep it strictly on the court, but that doesn't even include everything that he's done away from the court. Because when you talk about off court, I understand what Michael Jordan has done in becoming a billionaire and building an entire brand, being the first basketball player to really brand himself and be at the forefront of a global expansion of a league. Jordan brand. I mean, we have other teams and colleges and conferences who just represent what Michael Jordan stood for. But when you think about LeBron James, not only is he a walking business all by himself, he has a lot of those same elements. He may not be the apparel impresario that Michael Jordan has become, but when you talk about equity, ownership, education, fighting for social justice, LeBron James is at the top of the list. I think that makes him the most, or one of the most influential basketball players of all time. There's no doubt about it. But when you strictly want to talk about his work on court, how he makes players better, how he's improved his own game, what he does, how he's added on to his skills and what he displays on the court, and that he's still going at his peak. He's not done. He can retire today. LeBron could retire tomorrow and still be in that top five, still be in that top three. But my main man, Kenny the Jet Smith, says LeBron might be the 10th greatest basketball player that he's ever seen. I don't believe it. And I think to a certain degree, a certain sector, I don't know why. Maybe it's Michael Jordan fans. I don't know why. Maybe it is fans of Bill Russell. Maybe it's fans of Kobe Bryant. I have no idea. But sometimes I think people just, I just want to give LeBron a difficult time because he's not Michael Jordan. And just because you're not Michael Jordan, it doesn't mean that you should be at the end of the list of greats. I honestly think LeBron may pass Michael Jordan. He may not get six rings, but I don't think you need six to be the greatest basketball player of all time. I don't know. Maybe Bill Russell might have something to say about that. But I do think sometimes, in some segments of the population, LeBron James does not get the respect that he deserves as a basketball player. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Do you believe, this is crazy to say, but do you believe that LeBron James gets all of the respect that he deserves? Your phone call's next. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA, they are moving towards a hopeful return. The players have gone down to the bubble in Orlando, Florida. And last night we had the return of Inside the NBA on TNT. And my friend, my main man, Kenny the Jet Smith said something that I do not agree with. Kenny Smith said he has LeBron James just not at the top of the list when it comes down, to some of the greatest basketball players of all time. He said he has him at number 10 or just outside of the top 10. But he would have someone like Shaquille O'Neal in that list. You know, Larry Bird or Magic Johnson. Okay, understandable. But LeBron at number 10? Does LeBron James get the full respect that he deserves as a player? People tend to look at rings and they go, LeBron only has three. Okay, well, he did go to the finals 8 straight years. He did drag a team with a bunch of losers to the NBA finals not too long after he got into the league and he was annihilated by the San Antonio Spurs. And he continues to improve and still go along even at the age of 35 years old. You know, there's not a debate, if you ask me, whether LeBron James is in the top 10. I think he's probably closer to being in the top 3 players of all time. You know, it's like, do we still have this conversation from years ago when people say, well, LeBron will never win the big one? Well, LeBron James is more interested in passing the basketball than taking the big shot. He's afraid of the moment. I thought that was talk from 10 years ago. And that's not what Kenny the Jet Smith said. But when you say that LeBron is only around 10, that's a difficult pill for me to swallow. And I'm going to actually talk to Kenny my damn self. I'm going to get him on air, and we're going to have that discussion. The phone lines are open right now, okay? 855-212-4CBS. Our line is sponsored by Geico. Did you know, right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines up. Let's talk to Kevin. Kevin's calling up from ATL, right where I'm at. Kevin, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you believe that LeBron gets all of the respect that he deserves?
Yes, I'm a firm believer that he does. I'm about LeBron James' age, so I've been watching him get the credibility since high school, actually. LeBron's always been pretty popular amongst the league anyway. But I think it's LeBron's letdowns just in his career. That Dallas series kind of hurts. That Boston series kind of hurts. That Orlando series kind of hurts him. I think he has just a lot of bad memories to put on top that kind of – I mean, not to say Shaq doesn't have a lot of bad playoff losses also, but it's just to me, I think Bird, Isaiah, Magic, I think those guys came into the league winning. And I think Jordan won, like, right in his prime, and so did Kobe. So going with LeBron, I think he has just too many failed misses that kind of holds him back from being top 10.
Okay. All right, Kevin, I appreciate you for calling up from Atlanta. You be safe and you be well. Let's go ahead and head up to New Hampshire. Steven is on the line. Steven, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you believe LeBron gets all the credit he deserves?
Hey, man, how's it going tonight?
I'm good. Please go on ahead.
I absolutely do not. And honestly, I'm not even the biggest LeBron fan. But you're always going to have those guys who are like, he's not really even that good. No one talks about Jordan like that. But LeBron, in my mind, is like who I think of when I think of dominance and a player who just took any critique and improved his game and always improves his game. Someone who I feel like can just take over a game and win. In my mind, like, people don't give him that kind of respect. That's something you see Kobe and Michael and any of those other guys do. And for some reason, I feel like people just don't give that same respect to LeBron, even though we've seen him do it.
Yeah, listen, Steven, it's mind-boggling to me how he can go ahead and say, okay, I got 9 players better than LeBron. I don't get it. It doesn't click in my head. I don't see the reason at all.
No, that's insane. I have a hard time thinking of 4 players that are better than LeBron.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kenny said, I was a good scorer, not even a great scorer. I averaged 17 a game. He says, if this time, I'd probably average 25-26. And he's not lying, but I don't think you can go ahead and just go ahead and base that on scoring. Steven, I appreciate you for calling up.
Thanks, man. Have a good night.
You as well. You as well. Let's go to Devin. He's calling up from Washington, D.C. Dev, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you believe LeBron gets all of the respect and accolades that he deserves?
Hey, how you doing, JR, first of all?
I'm fine. Go ahead, please.
I'm of the mindset no, because, I mean, the kid came right. He's exceeded expectations. I mean, to drop 27-5-5 in your very first game against a team that had just lost in Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals to the Lakers the year before says a lot about you being an 18-year-old and not ever really having – he was ready when he came. It's just some things he had to get better at. The jump shot had to get better, but – from day one, he's exceeded our expectations. He's never not given us his all. I mean, he's always been an all-around guy that makes the right play, that makes up – he brings everyone's game up a level or two or three, however many, you know. He makes guys around him better. I'm not the biggest fan of his, but I'm not going to sit here and say there's 3 players better. I think only – you can only – for me, Jordan and Kareem are the only 2 I would put ahead of him right now. And that – was hard for me because I used to have Larry Bird as the best small forward ever, but when he came back against Golden State in 2016, that's when I moved him ahead of Larry Bird. I said, okay, now that right there against that all-time great team, 73-9, to be down 3-1 and to not bat an eye and to take 3 games in a row and win the series on their road in the block shot, the guy has exceeded expectations, and he does get a lot less credit than he deserves sometimes. I really think that.
All right, Dev. Well, thank you for calling up from Washington, D.C. Yeah, that block, I mean, that's one of his highlight reel iconic plays. Let's go to Atlanta and let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on LeBron? Does he get all of the credit that he deserves? What do you think about Kenny the Jet Smith's list?
Okay. Well, good evening, JR. Happy to be on your show. I think that Kenny the Jet Smith has put together – a top 10 list sheer for entertainment value. Let's take away all the rings from all the players. Who's better? I think no one's better than Michael. No one's better than Kareem. And no one's better than LeBron. Everybody else will have a follow suit from Magic to Bird to you name them. Take all the rings away, pound for pound, shot for shot. Defensive player of the year, offensive player of the year. You can't get better than Kareem, Jordan, and LeBron.
Okay.
So how the hell you get 7 more players in front of LeBron?
Well, I think that's a question a lot of us are asking. I mean, if you go ahead and look at the Load Management podcast, you know, Kenny, that's where he made the statement as they get warmed up for the NBA on TNT. Listen. Everybody was pretty much confused. Nobody understood why he said such a thing. And I'm going to ask him myself. And so, yes, You know, I think even here in 2020, we have people who can't stand LeBron James. You know, let's look at it this way. When LeBron James signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, there was a segment of the population who looked at LeBron and said, well, you ain't Kobe. You never will be Kobe. And is that what we're comparing him to? Because he put on the purple and the gold? I think things have evened out a whole lot more, especially now that we are in a more realistic space for LeBron James to win an NBA title with the Los Angeles Lakers. Think about that. LeBron James is a walking title anywhere that he's gone. It doesn't matter the team. Let's get over the fact of we're not in a free agent era, or we are in a free agent era, and he has the option and the choice. Anywhere that he has gone, he has competed. He's put himself in a position. He's put his team in a position to go out and win an NBA title. How many players can you say that? LeBron James isn't out here, quote unquote, chasing rings. He pretty much said, I'm chasing the legacy of Michael Jordan, who he considers to be the greatest of all time. And at this point in LeBron's career, he may actually already think he's better than Michael Jordan. And you know what? When he hangs them up, the writing may be on the wall eventually that he is, if you don't think he is already. So who knows? He may not always get the credit, because people will look at some of the missteps in his career. People will look at the losses, and they're well within their right to do so. But regardless of all of that, LeBron James, the 10th best player in NBA history, I'm going to have to ask Kenny about that myself. And speaking of a great player, someone who came in at 19 years old and pretty much has had his way with the league, hasn't even played, I don't think 20 games yet, is Zion Williamson. We're going to talk about Zion when we come back, and I want to tell you how his reputation, or the reputation of Duke, might be tarnished. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Shout outs to everybody who called up prior to the break. We spoke about LeBron James. Kenny the Jet Smith, my main man, Kenny the Jet Smith, said LeBron James is, you want to talk about some of the greatest basketball players of all time. Kenny Smith had LeBron James at number 10, if not right outside the top 10, just because he feels that it's easier to score nowadays. And we know the game has changed. And in that regard, unfortunately, there are going to be some folks who always look at LeBron. It doesn't matter what he accomplished, and will have something to say. They'll point to a loss in Dallas. They might point to a loss against the Spurs. But at the end of the day, he's amazing. And I'd love to see LeBron have another 4 or 5 solid years and just continue to stamp or put his name down in the record books. He's pulling up on Kareem. It's a reality that LeBron James might be the greatest scorer, or the highest scorer in points in NBA history. It's right there. I think he's going to pick up another ring. Time is going to tell. He's 35 years old, and he still looks like he's at the top of his game. Now, someone who we haven't seen at the top of his game, but he certainly made his mark right out of the gate, is Zion Williamson. In only 19 games, we've seen him be amazing. He's basically helped pull the New Orleans Pelicans into the NBA bubble, which we're all excited to pretty much see. But at 19 years old, and he just celebrated a birthday, moving him over into the 20 mark, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Okay, he can improve his shot making. But then when you also think about his field goal percentage, he's not a three-point shooter. He's not out there taking threes. But he's getting to the rack. This dude is shooting about 60% from the field. He's going to the basket. He's going hard. And he's like a freight train. And I don't know if you've seen any of the photos of Zion Williamson from last week when he's been working out. Okay, you can talk about his conditioning. He didn't play. He had his injury. The team is trying to make sure that he is a long-term investment and not a short-term flame out. You want to keep this guy healthy. Well, it looks like his diet has changed. It looks like he's been working out. It looks like he's cut some fat and put on some muscle. Zion Williamson, if you thought he was a big dude before, I mean, now he just looks like a cut up. He looks like a cut up Thor. I mean, he looks like something out of a comic book. And we can talk about how the NBA has changed over the years, and it's all about threes, and it's the outside game setting up the inside game. Well, Zion Williamson, you know, he might be changing things up a little bit. We have to see him out there playing. We have to see more of him. He has to be healthy. I hope those knees hold up, especially when you think about the weight and the athleticism and the force that he plays with. It's not going to be easy. So watching Zion Williamson hopefully play in a few weeks down in Orlando in the bubble, I'm hoping that's a precursor for things to come in the NBA. Because we've had LeBron James, and there are a lot of other young players in the NBA, but no one has come in and just made the splash that Zion has. And yes, the NBA is in a different space. We do have more offense. We do have more scoring. We do have more possessions. But no one can take away what it feels like when you watch Zion Williamson play. And he's pretty much proven, even in a short span, that he can get the job done in the league too. He's not just out there abusing folks playing for Duke. He can do the same thing in the NBA. And let's see how his career turns out. You know, it's a shame that he's going to go play in his bubble. And odds are he might get slapped around. He may not make the playoffs. He may not make and stick in that final eight in the Western Conference. But if he does, I'd love to see LeBron James versus Zion Williamson in the first round. He's going to get wiped out. He's going to get annihilated. He's going to be told to go away. But at least we're going to see some basketball. At least we can see what the evolution of Zion is. At least we can see what a fit version is. There's no such thing as basketball conditioning when you can't play basketball. But I'd venture to say he's probably also in shape. Now, having said that, that's not the main reason that Zion Williamson has been in the news, I would say, over the past several weeks over the past couple of days. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I told you that Zion Williamson was basically being sued for $100 million after he left a marketing agency called Prime to go to CAA. They basically said, yo, you owe us some money. And they basically said that you weren't a student athlete. He's trying to say, well, you weren't an agency. And their response, well, you weren't a student athlete. You were making and taking money before you even got to Duke. And obviously, this isn't a road that Zion Williamson and Duke wants to go down. And now, as this case continues to spill out in the public day by day or week by week, month to month, I mean, now we're at a point now where there was a court document outlined, and it said that a $400,000 payment to Zion and his stepfather was received by them before he played at Duke. And I'm past the point of feeling like, wow, we should all feel surprised. We should be surprised that an athlete is taking money, because this happens every day. This happens all the time. Whether a dad or a mom or someone goes on the shoe company's payroll, whether someone is promised something later on, whether it's a loan that goes out in somebody else's name, this is par for the course. And that's why in an ideal world, we wouldn't have athletes like Zion Williamson who have to make a stop over at Duke. Whether it be for basketball gain, whether it be for financial gain, whether it be for exposure. I love what the NBA is doing right now with the G League, allowing top tier prospects to head into the professional system through the G League and actually pull and make a salary. Because that $400,000 that Zion and his stepfather allegedly accepted before he even went to Duke to kind of grease the wheels and get him going into the room, in Durham to get him out there at Duke, that $400,000 is the same type of money that future NBA prospects are going to take in without the NCAA breathing down their backs. So I don't know why we all need to feign ignorance as to what this means for the college basketball system, what this means for Duke. If this is true, I don't think this stains the legacy of Coach K. If this is true, I don't think this stains the legacy of Zion Williamson. You know, ultimately, and this is none of my business, and I'm not involved in the case, but I would settle. You know, or just allow the case to be thrown out. When you get tired of it, just settle. Here, take some cash and go away. Or, if you don't have anything to hide, let it play out, let it get thrown out, and go about your life. I can understand being upset, jilted, felt that you were left at the altar when Zion signs a contract with you and a better offer comes in from CAA. I can understand that. But now they want to throw just mud back and forth? You're not an agent. Well, you were never a student athlete. This is like the conversation in the lunchroom where all the kids gather around and everybody just goes, oh. You know, I'm past this. If you're a college, I'm going to assume that you will do whatever it takes. And I don't even want to use the word ethics. You will probably do whatever it takes to get a top recruit in, regardless of what you have to promise the parents, regardless of whatever, how many times you have to wink, wink, nod, nod to get somebody through the door. We need to stop acting like college sports is sacred. Ask Reggie Bush how sacred college sports is. Ask him how he feels about it. You know, ask Shabazz Napier, who sat right in front of me, by the way, when he said that there are nights that he went to sleep hungry out at UConn as a student athlete. And here he is sitting at the Final Four, getting ready to play for a national championship, admitting that there's been times throughout the year that he felt hungry. I mean, it's a damn shame that you don't have student athletes who are able to go get a job just like everyone else in the general population. And they should be happy that they're receiving a scholarship. Get the hell out of here. Let's come to the real world, which isn't fair, by the way. So leave Zion Williamson alone. If Zion Williamson and his stepfather took $400,000, good. Let that be in advance for all of the money that this dude is going to go ahead and make if his knees can work. Because the last time I checked, this dude is making bank in the NBA. The last time I checked, Zion Williamson had a shoe deal with Jordan Brand. $75 million. So when you want to go ahead and talk about the $400,000 that at that time his family might have needed, man, I can't be mad at him for trying to take it. I can't be mad at, Coach K for, even if he wasn't aware, which I'm not even going to get into, but allowing it to happen, overseeing the program. If it happens on your watch, it is your responsibility. That's why you get paid the big bucks. I will always point the finger at the NCAA because they're the ones who scoop up all the money selfishly. Don't allow the players to monetize, but then want to go ahead and hand out punishments when people reach for a dollar. You might as well be the biggest criminals yourselves. So I can't wait to see how the NCAA continues to try to implement the rule of players getting paid off of their name, image, and likeness. Because it's well past overdue. And once it happens, I can't wait until we don't have to have these discussions about sanctions, taking players' trophies, taking teams' and players' records. This is almost like Major League Baseball turning a blind eye to the steroid era when Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were jacking home runs out of the building. It's all good when it works in your favor, and when it doesn't, now you want to complain about it. Well, it's all good when everybody is quiet and the NCAA is able to take and make and keep all of the money. But it's no good and people have to be punished when they take money too. I never heard of a thing here in the United States of America. Well, I have heard of a thing, but it shouldn't exist. When you go out and work and your compensation ain't fair. And for an athlete to be able to go and play for a school under the guise of an education and that being their reward, when that's not even fair, when the education process of what you have to go through to quote unquote be a student athlete isn't fair, is nothing but a sham. So we're going to continue to find out more about Zion Williamson. We're going to find out more as this case unfurls, as they look for $100 million because of a broken contract that they feel was not honored. We're going to learn more. But I'm never going to fault Zion Williamson. And I sure as hell don't believe that Coach K or Duke is going to walk around with a stain on it. Let these guys live. I can't wait for these athletes. Yes, I call them athletes who go to school to actually make money and not have to deal with this nonsense. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I want to talk some NFL football. There have been some interesting anonymous sources. Don't you love anonymous sources? Who've had some interesting things to say about DeAndre Hopkins and Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, they both have some varying, perspectives. We're going to talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.